Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Vladimir Putin is issuing a warning, I guess you could call it a warning, that Russian forces are going to destroy any F-16s that make their way to Ukraine from NATO allies. And he says they'll destroy them, quote, wherever they are. Well, you know, here we go again. I mean, it's honestly, you know, Vladimir Putin, he continues, and in general, we hear very, very, fantastical things coming out of Russia, especially where nuclear weapons are concerned. But, folks, again, I do think that they know that if those F-16s really do get there, that it could really be a game changer. Folks, welcome to the program. Friday edition is the Good Friday edition this morning. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, just like Uncle Rick did, listening on AM 930 WLSS. He's listening in Manatee County this morning. And he has a question for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Let's go ahead and bring Denise back in. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, Denise, Uncle Rick writes in about this very thing, about the F-16 question. And he writes and says, Denise, did Putin give permission to hit F-16s on the deck of NATO nations who promised F-16s to Ukraine? I don't know. He said wherever they are. What do you think?
Well, all I can tell you is that Article 5 needs to be on the desktops of all NATO members right about now. I know that Poland has put their fighter jets in the air, and so has, and I think that some of these countries are looking to help out those like Moldova. There was, in fact, I think some kind of a missile or some kind of an aircraft or something happened that was Russian over Poland 2 days ago. And we have a Pentagon that is doing the exact same thing to Ukraine as they are doing to Israel. And they are discouraged from hitting legitimate targets on Russian territory to protect themselves.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, exactly. But obviously, the F-16s would be a major addition to the Ukraine.
Well, they're being trained. I mean, the pilots are being trained.
Right.
So this could go sideways pretty quick. I would also argue, and I think this is happening from what I can tell in open source, that any development of new weapons that Russia is doing, what they have developed, I think they're doing trial runs with it, using these new weapons, whatever they may be, in Ukraine. So,
Does this give Putin more justification in his twisted mind of things to expand the war or to somehow, you know, I just don't see it's in his best interest to bring NATO into this, but, you know, how do we even know what he's really thinking?
Well, I mean, what he's thinking is one thing, what he says is one thing, and what he does is another. So, I don't know who at the White House, and I don't know who at the State Department has the Russia file. But I would think right about now I'd be expanding it. And instead of, you know, cooking and schmucking with, you know, all of these elites at the Radio City Music Hall to haul in money, then I think I'd be sitting in the Situation Room right about now if I were somebody in this White House.
Well, you mentioned countries like Poland, and they've got they're launching their aircraft here, and you know, there's a direct attack, obviously. Then there's something else that can happen where there is a mishap, and just like we've seen before, where they thought missiles were going to go into Poland and this kind of thing. Is that an automatic Article 5 response, or, you know, what sort of decision-making would be?
I think they're splitting hairs on this thing right about now. And it is also said that the Russian Federation is working to go on a full-blown offensive before the summer. Well, that means, you know, 45 to 60 days from now?
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and then this is kind of maybe out of left field a little bit, but in terms of, let's say, you know, you're talking about the offensive and everything, and just for sake of argument, let's say that Vladimir Putin or the Russian forces are able to subdue Ukraine to the point where they have essentially taken it over and occupying it. How does that move forward? Because obviously the community of nations is never going to just settle for that. How does Putin maintain anything? You know, he probably would continue to have lots of resistance and so forth. You know, occupying is not easy.
I've kind of played this out, but then I change my mind on what I see and what I think, and so I kind of go back and forth on this thing. All attention. In order to get information, all attention is paid on, you know, Hamas and Rafah and Israel and Iran and this White House. There's very little that is coming out, the same kind of attention and microscope is not on Russia and Ukraine, and I wish it was, because I think this has as much of a potential to really go get nasty pretty quickly. So it's kind of like, where is everybody? So it's very hard for me to form any kind of conclusion. You generally, what do they say? Pray for peace, but prepare for a war.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where exactly. My head is.
Yep. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back, folks, after this short break. And we've got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Your radio dial in the overnight hours, and we're glad to be here, folks. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we've also got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us again this morning, and we have so much more ground to cover. I don't even know how we're going to do that, but definitely let's bring in Denise Simon again once again. And Denise, you had were talking earlier about obviously how the Pentagon is treating what's happening in Ukraine, very similar to the way that it's treating Israel. But I saw an article earlier that said that the Pentagon is in early talks to give funding or be involved somehow in a peacekeeping force in a post-war Gaza. I mean, what do we know about this? And, you know, I thought Israel was going to provide the security at that point.
Well, I think it's really just chatter as an option on the table.
Yeah.
And so then the question is, okay, if there's some kind of a peacekeeping force that is led by the United States, then who provides the security for the peacekeeping force? Oh.
Right.
Would that be Israel?
Right. Well, I mean, but this is a long-haul thing. I mean, let's say the war ended tomorrow. Somehow Hamas surrendered, released the hostages, and the war was over, quote-unquote. You know, Israel is not going to just simply go, okay, well, we'll just go back.
The war's never going to be over.
Yeah, agreed. That's right, because Hamas is never going to give up. So it's hard to define what it means to really destroy Hamas. And I know that Israel has now been giving some inkling that, well, we might not be able to destroy it all together outright.
Well, you know, maybe all of this would be a good idea. Let's get the United States over there in Gaza and let them deal with it, and, you know, our military forces, so they can see what Israel has been dealing with. How about that? But just as an example, there is what is known as the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL. Okay, now, the United Nations has a peacekeeping force in Lebanon. They've been there for decades.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working?
Right, no kidding. No kidding. You know, every time we hear this, you know, I mean, it's similar, I think, to, at least in concept, right, to the so-called blue helmets of the UN.
Right. Precisely.
Yeah.
And, you know, UNIFIL has been there since 1978.
And
now,
not,
Lebanon really doesn't have a functioning government. Oh, wait a minute. The United Nations has a force in where? Haiti? How's that working out?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But again, I just think that, you know, all this smacks of somehow, you know, this will never really be over. That somehow Israel is going
to
continue.
Why isn't there a UNIFIL in Syria? Why isn't there a UNIFIL in Cuba? Why isn't there a UNIFIL in Venezuela? Why isn't there a UNIFIL in Ukraine? What? Oh, wait a minute. Hasn't the United Nations been all over Gaza? I mean, you can look at a map and see buildings with UN on all over Gaza. How's that all worked out? And now the United States Department of Defense is talking about putting in some kind of a Gaza management force? Really? I mean...
Well, it just seems to me that that is, you know, it's only going to lead to American soldiers being injured or killed. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. You know,
well, I mean, look, if we want to put them there, fine. What are the rules of engagement? We've got a military force sitting on the Texas border.
Right.
Didn't we just see a whole bunch of illegals breach that line of demarcation against, you know, uniformed soldiers? Didn't we just see that, a week ago?
Yeah.
What are the rules of engagement?
And we see just how fickle this administration can be, especially with our longstanding ally, Israel. You know, that's why, I mean, if you have American forces in any garb or guise over there, we know that this administration is not 100% behind behind the people of Israel. Just as Alan Dershowitz pointed out, quite rightly so. These are moves against Israel that the administration is doing. So I can't imagine putting our people in harm's way knowing that they're not going to have the full support in terms of what they would need to do to not
Egypt
only protect
has a military.
Themselves. Yeah.
Jordan has a military. Saudi Arabia has a military. How about they rally some people and go put them over there? How about that? Let them deal with their own, militant Islamic situation here.
Well, that's right. And by the way, isn't there a movement within the U.S. intelligence agencies or something to dispel of the term radical Islamist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's CIA.
Yeah, because
we don't want to call them that anymore.
You know, it reminds me, like, a lot of times when we get, like, things off the wires or whatever, they'll say the militants did this and that. But they're terrorists, so we can't even call them terrorists in a news report.
No, we can't, and, you know, the illegals coming across our southern borders are being relabeled now as newcomers.
Newcomers.
You know? Yeah, going all the way back to when Janet Napolitano was head of the Department of Homeland Security, she called them wayward travelers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, this is why words are so important to the left. They're so important because it actually redefines in the public... perception that, you know, it's not so bad. We just have some wayward travelers.
And if it's not so bad, then you'll never have the right rules of engagement.
Well, precisely. Precisely. And these are the things, and, you know, I'm not advocating that, you know, we be the Roman Empire or something like that. I mean, Rome would deal with these kinds of things very differently, more than likely. But at the same time, though, because, and I think you said it just right, because we don't have a clear set of rules of engagement by which those who would try to make these border crossings, they would have to be aware of that and know that it's much more risky than they could ever think. So don't attempt it.
This nonsense on rules of engagement began under the Bush administration. They forced the Bush administration, the progressives, to change up the rules of engagement. So we got to do this for humanitarian, blah, 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 blah. So what did we do? We changed up everything to win the hearts and minds. You can't win the hearts and minds of these people. You can't win the hearts and minds of the Wagner group, of Putin, of Islamic State, of militant Islam. I mean, you can't do it. Let's just, you know, say it the way it is.
Well, I'm glad that you said it the way that you did, Denise, because you were being very inclusive with that, and I'll explain. And that is, you didn't just mention, you know, the radical, you know, jihadist groups or something, but you also mentioned people like Vladimir Putin, because he's not going to simply say, okay, good, I'm happy with what I have now. I just want to be part of the community of nations, and, you know, I'm happy camper. He's not going to do that.
Yeah, and what about President Xi in China?
Right.
You know? Or Iran, you're not gonna. You can't make them. I mean, we're going the other direction. You can't make them good citizens of the globe. They don't want to be.
You're right about that. And the age old battle, as it were, is still going to be for limited resources, right? And being able to control the population the way your authoritarian structure wants to control them. I mean, they're going to keep fighting for these kinds of things, and they're looking at us and saying, it's you guys, the United States, you're the aberrant thing here, because we actually do want, you know, our foes would say, we actually do want to have total control. We don't like your constitutional republic.
The BBC came out with a very interesting piece I'm about to post here, but I want to get more sources than just the BBC. I always use multiple sources to validate. A Russian-backed propaganda network has been broken up for spreading anti-Ukraine stories and paying unnamed European politicians, according to authorities in several countries. So, what is happening? Germany, France, Poland, Belgium, Netherlands, Hungary. These politicians are being paid. They're on the payroll of the Kremlin.
Wow.
Well, especially Germany.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. More with Denise Simon and your phone calls. Bottom of the hour. Stay right there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News update. The court proceedings concerning former President Trump's attempt to have his Georgia election interference case dismissed on First Amendment grounds have ended. Trump's chief attorney contended in court Thursday that the indictment should be dismissed because the actions taken by the former president regarding the 2020 election constituted political speech and advocacy. Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. A federal judge Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington mega-donor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are going through the overnights in America. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course, on this Good Friday edition of the program. And we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about. 949-822-7959 is the telephone number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. And, of course, with this music, if you happen to be driving through the streets of Miami in a Ferrari Daytona Spyder, you go right to the front of the phone lines. It's just a rule that we have here on the program. Welcome back, everybody. Of course, a little bit there from Miami Vice, if you might recognize that. But, of course, you know who else we recognize here on the program. We've got our very own Denise Simon, of course, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
You know, Denise, before we get to the callers, I did want to ask you about your take on Sam Bankman-Fried getting 25
years. Glad you mentioned
that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just before we went to break, we were talking about how Russia is paying these European politicians.
Right.
Well, interestingly enough, they're paying them in cryptocurrency or in cash. Okay? Yeah. Which is precisely what Sam Bankman-Fried was doing, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. So somebody ought to be taking a long look at that, on the abilities to track this clandestine, nefarious money. About a week and a half ago, I posted an article on my website about a true story, a movie called Wirecard. And I would suggest to the listeners, if you have time, go watch the movie Wirecard. Now, this happened in Germany several years ago. Now, why am I even bringing this up? Because, as it turns out, the fellow, I don't want to tell the whole story, because I want people to go watch the movie Wirecard, and then go read my article, but I'll give you a for instance. The guy that ran Wirecard was allegedly a German citizen. Well, he may have been, but it turns out through the whole time he was a Russian spy.
Oh, wow.
And he has fled Germany. Where is he now? Ding, ding, ding. Russia.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, very interesting indeed.
Wirecard.
And that's a movie. Is it streaming?
On Netflix.
Okay, okay. Very, very cool. Easy mm-hmm. to get to then. Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada this morning giving us a call for Denise. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. The crypto conversation, I mean, that's kind of like a wild card going forward. I think I'm trying to figure out, like, the progressives. I think they want to move us to a complete digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
That way they would have full control over all the taxation, everything. Because as it stands right now, I think possibly 50% of the economy is based on cash transactions, which allows many businesses to avoid paying taxes. But if they, you know, that's why I think there's just no regard for the, yeah. Maybe that's why they have no regard for the, you know, the budget deficit, you know, and the $1 trillion. What is it? The deficit or the debt. Where are we at? $33 trillion debt.
Yeah, but debt. Yeah, our deficit is different terms.
That's very different. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I understand that the deficit is deficit spending. Yeah, the budget. Any case, I think. Right now, what we're watching, they are not pulling any punches in their attacks against, you know, former President Trump. It's, to me, as a critical thinker, it's very obvious. I hope the public applies some critical thinking skills to see what they're being exposed to on cable TV. I mean, it's just really, you know, bizarre. Furthermore, that contrast we saw today where, you know, the fundraising where mm-hmm. you had, I don't want to be disrespectful, but the Three Stooges, Biden, Obama, and Clinton, in Radio City Music Hall. It is astonishing to have that kind of money just to throw away at a political campaign. I mean, that money could be used to put to such better uses.
Mm-hmm.
That it's, and you know, they're not even coy about it, and it mm-hmm. does contrast with the president's visit to the wake.
Oh, sure.
Out on Long Island for that cop. So anyway,
well, I've got a quick question for you, Neil. Here, what do you think? How would people react if President Trump said, "You can take your picture with me, but it costs you $100,000"? What kind of criticism do you think would befall Trump? But yet these other you know, president and former presidents can do this. And it's like, well, they look how much money they can raise.
Oh, they would kill him. It'd be like, you know, close to the end of the world if he ever, mm-hmm. you know, started charging people $100,000 to have a picture taken with him. I mean, they are just looking for any excuse possible to just hammer him.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, what do you think, Denise? Well, we appreciate your call, first of all, very much, Neil. Thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you again here real soon. Take care.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a good night.
You too. Neil and Henderson, everybody, just outside of Las Vegas.
And don't think that they didn't recruit Hollywood entertainers to help with the messaging. All of these phone calls and these interesting political connections that this White House has with the Clinton orbit and the Obama orbit are not just worried about Biden, but they're plotting. And they're now, and they're plotting with all of those that showed up last night for this fundraiser, which is supposed to raise, what, $25
million? Yep.
Meanwhile, what was going on outside? Quite the demonstrations with the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
It got nuts outside last night. A couple of people were arrested because they were, they got militant out there. And you've got three presidents that were in one building. Secret Service must have had a fit over all of that.
Yeah.
But that were, you know, collaborating and saying, we need your help and we need your money. And, you know, you've got all these people going, okay, no problem. We like this. And so question is Obama and Clinton, do they really agree with everything that the Biden administration is doing, such that they would all sit together cozy on a stage? And I mean, do these Hollywood types, these entertainers that all showed up, and, you know, do they all agree with the kind of things that are going on? Like, we're getting rid of your combustion engine vehicles and no more lawnmowers, and we don't want to go in and deal with any more of Hamas and Gaza, and we're okay with what Russia is doing to Ukraine and Eastern Europe. Are we okay with that? Are we okay with the collapse of the education system? Are we okay with what's happening at the southern border? I mean, we ought to be placing shame not only on three presidents in one building, but everybody that donated money.
Oh, yeah.
And participated in this.
Well,
it's just shameful.
Yeah, it is. It's elitist at the same time because, you know, gee whiz, like, you know, I don't have an extra $100,000 to go have my picture taken. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, you know, but even, you know, you mentioned the Palestinian or the protesters, pro-Palestinian protesters. Let's just say the Biden administration continues to kind of capitulate to that ilk. There's really nothing. In other words, at some point, the terrorist groups or the supporters and all that, they're not going to say, okay, America's cool, Biden administration's cool, we're not going to try anything anymore because now we're happy with your policy. I don't think they could do enough to ever get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah, because this is their mission. I mean, this is the thing. And so, you know, all this little bit about, oh, the Hamas spokesman, well, we see this wonderful shift happening. You know, that to them is just the next step in.
Well, I mean, how ridiculous it is. You know, maybe Zelensky ought to call up a whole pile of people that are advocates and sympathizers with the Palestinians and say, hey, come on over. Come on over here to Kharkiv, and we'll give you some housing here, and maybe there'll be a ceasefire. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
How about that? That's how ridiculous it's all gotten.
Well, Denise, time flies by, but we're going to talk to you on the weekend edition. All right, take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Friday edition, the Good Friday edition, continues on, everybody. I want to welcome everybody listening, of course, this morning. However you're finding us, especially you found us on TalkStream Live this morning. I want to welcome everybody listening via TalkStream Live. And, of course, everybody on AM 860, everybody along the GCN network as well. And the list, of course, is growing. We appreciate that. And we're glad to be with you folks here on this Friday morning, as it were. We've also got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, his radio program, his podcasts, and much more by going over to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. So without further ado, let's welcome Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, we got a lot to talk about, as always. First off, what do you make of the Sam Bankman-Fried sentencing? 25 years this guy has got.
I think I'll probably do 5, if that. You know, this will, well, once this, you know, comes off the headlines and it goes away, you know, he's not going to do nearly that amount of time. I find a hard time believing that, especially with the connections that he has and that he's made, and his parents as well. So, no, he's not going to do 25 years.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right about that. And you're right about the cooling off, you know, time, and it'll kind of go away. But, you know, as a matter of fact, Chris, we got a couple of great questions that our listeners have sent in for you. First one comes from Frederick. He's listening up in New York City, up in your neck of the woods. And we've heard from Frederick several times, and we always love to do that. He says, just wondering what Chris thinks of Larry Fink's warning that the U.S. and the rest of the world face a retirement crisis since modern medical breakthroughs boost longevity. In other words, people are living longer, right? He argues that pensions and Social Security alone are inadequate to fulfill the needs of baby boomers, let alone Gen Z, X, and Y. He says, I ask as someone approaching semi-retirement. So what do you think about that, Chris?
Well, it's nice you mentioned that. I've been talking about that since the 1990s. It's as plain as day that, you know, Social Security is running out of money, and it's going to continue to run out of money, and people who rely upon it and treat it as a retirement plan are making a big mistake. Listen, you can retire. When you can retire, if you decide you want to start work, stop working at 40, stop working at 40. But you know what? You better have enough money put aside. To me, I think people need to kind of rethink things when it comes to work later on in life. I've suggested to a lot of people that have already predetermined, okay, I want to end this career at a certain time. Okay, fine. But do something else, you know, at least 3 days a week. So it's like Thanksgiving week. You work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you have off Thursday, Friday, just to help yourself keep going, because, you know, it's a good thing that we have greater medical advances and people are living longer and healthier lives. But to expect some of these systems that were put in place back when mortality was a hell of a lot different than it is today is patently absurd. So, you know, you can retire whenever you want if you have the money to do it. If you want to do those things, you want to set a retirement date, if that's someone that likes to do that, you know, you better be putting enough money away.
Well, indeed. We've also got James actually sent us a message in. And James in Clearwater writes in, and his question really has to do with recessions. He says most recessions last from a few months to a couple of years. He kind of wants to know, what are the chances of us having a recession on that scale, or is it going to be happening soon, or has it already happened, or are we in the middle of one, basically, I think is where this is going.
Well, I would suggest to this individual, recessions happen, and you could play the game of In Search Of, like Leonard Nimoy did back in the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
And the likes to do. Why? They're going to happen. You try to prepare yourself for the worst situation in the same way that if you have a boat, you have life preservers on the boat. And you really don't think much about it, and you go out and you do what you need to do. The recessions happen all the time, but for whatever reason it may be, I never managed to participate in them. And my extensive participation is, okay, the economy is slowing down. Business might be a little bit slower. Where can I become more efficient? Where can I cut costs so that I come out on the other side stronger than I did going in? Every downturn, if you're smart, can turn into an opportunity where you come out stronger on the opposite side. It's a concept, a Nicholas Taleb concept called anti-fragile. You want to be anti-fragile. You want to not just be resilient. You want to be able to handle various different stresses and come out stronger. And that's how you should try to structure your life and how you should try to structure your business.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. Because again, what I'm hearing from you too, Chris, is that you've got to constantly be active. You've got to constantly be moving in this realm of the economy. There is no just sort of fire and forget missile you send out that just sort of does all the work for you. You've constantly got to be churning.
Yeah, that's a mention of that. I mean, they didn't call the 2008-2009 recession until a year after it happened. I mean, so it's already come and gone. And people fail to realize as well, actually, during recessions, markets outperform because they anticipate you coming out of them. Where you might have a downturn, I'm just talking in particular about the markets, whatever it may be. So what? If you own quality, those companies are going to be able to buy more when they go on sale, and you'll come out stronger on the opposite side. I look back at 2008, 2009, it's looked upon, oh, my God, it was this awful period. Man, oh, man, you know, we did quite well in the quality that was bought on the cheap, because guess what? We didn't act out of fear. We acted out of intelligence.
Indeed, indeed. Well, there's an interesting article in CNBC today. They quote Stephen Blitz. He's T.S. Lombard's chief U.S. economist, basically saying that even if the Fed doesn't cut interest rates this year, you know, just postulating that idea, he says the markets are going to continue to rally. Sometimes, Chris, I feel like there's two different worlds going on sometimes. I feel like the market can go high and you can say that's incredibly successful, but yet for some reason people still sort of suffer in an economy with high inflation and their wages are lower or don't keep up. And, you know, so you could say you can point to the stock market, but that's not the ultimate expression, though, of how the economy is doing. What do you think?
Listen, asset inflation goes along with inflation like everything else. Let's be truthful here. I mean, assets go up in value, commodities go up in price when there's inflation, and that goes along with it. So that's a part of it as well. If we haven't had inflation for, let's say, the past 30 years, quite frankly, you know, the stock market would be lower than it is today, but it's all relative based upon what the value of that dollar is worth. We say we lost 20% of our, you know, the value of our dollar. And some could say a stock went from $80 to $100 over that same, period of time. You know, did it really? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the value of the dollar has gone down. So, you know, the $100 stock, today, you know, actually could have been an $80 stock 4 years ago, just based upon the destruction of the value of the dollar.
Very interesting indeed. Well, I also saw something about Reddit, and Reddit just did their IPO, just recently here. But evidently, their stock went down 25% in 2 days here in the first week. Evidently, there was some other information that came out about the CEO had sold off some 500,000 shares or something like that. But is that typical for this kind of a drop or so early on?
Yeah, sure it is. Again, especially when the insiders are getting out and companies are overvalued. This is not a new company, the initial public offering. Sure, it's the initial public offering, but this is not the 1990s. This company's been around for over 10 years, and it's still yet to make a dime. Again, the private equity people, the people behind Reddit, they've been waiting for this day so they can get their money out. Okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of investment banking today is a perverse game of musical chairs when, you know, by the time the company goes public, many of these companies that especially still haven't made any money, they're looking to get the initial investors out. And that's the ultimate goal in the way that a lot of this is structured today. Not all, but most. And it's something that you need to look out for.
Very interesting as always, Chris. I hope that you have a great weekend, and we're going to be back on Monday morning with you. So take care. We'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. That was a great segment. Stay right.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.